Most days of the year, the printers at Capital Offset are churning out glossy-paged fine art books that you might find in a major metropolitan museum, as well as university press catalogs and school alumni magazines. But come election time, the company starts producing nearly 1 million ballots to go out to polling places across the state.
The ballots, really, looking at it from the 5,000-foot level, is a very straightforward print job. It's black ink on paper.
Jay Stewart is president of Capital Offset Company.
What it really is an incredible exercise in organization.
To understand the complexity of such a black and white job, you have to consider this. Each ballot gives the voters a choice for president. Then about half will have the candidates for the first congressional district, and the other half will be for CD2. The ballots are then divided between the 5 executive council regions and the 24 state senate districts. And then there are all the state representatives, and then each town gets to choose its own alderman or selectman, sheriff, and treasurer. That breaks down to 309 unique voting districts with 309 unique ballots. But that's not the end of it. Nearly half of New Hampshire's voting districts cast their votes on simple paper hand count ballots, while the other half have their votes tallied through optical scanners, which require thicker paper that needs to be precisely cut. And if you want more confusion, the Republican, Democratic, Libertarian, and write-in candidates are found in different columns depending on the town. And this changes every election. Denise Conant manages all this ballot printing.
They have to be rotated, so you can't just simply create one ballot and then change the name of the town at the top. So basically, all the 309 different towns are different. Republican may be in the first column, Democrat in the third. And then the next town may be Democrat is first, Republican is second, and then the Libertarians are third. We spend almost 70 hours just laying out the ballots.
The process to design Tuesday's ballots began in the hours after this year's September 11th state primary. Dave Scanlon is New Hampshire's Deputy Secretary of State.
Immediately after the primary election, the Secretary of State's office has to separate the winners from the losers for each party, and then pair them up for the races that will be on the general election ballot. And we know that we have to do that job very, very quickly because we have to comply with the Federal MOVE Act dealing with military and overseas citizens, where we have to have their ballots out 45 days before the election.
And considering that there are only 56 days between the state primary and the general election, that's not a lot of time. Next comes the deadline for absentee ballots, which needs to be in hand 30 days before the election. And then comes the regular ballots for election day. But during that time, monkey wrenches are commonplace. Sometimes a candidate's name is misspelled, or maybe they're in the wrong column. And then there are the issues that Dave Scanlon and Denise Conant face just about every election cycle that no amount of proofreading can help.
We have a situation right now where a candidate running for a district moved out of the district and has established a residence outside the district. So that candidate became disqualified. The party to which that candidate belonged has an opportunity to fill that position on the ballot. And once that's done, those ballots will be reprinted with that new candidate's name on there.
We've also had candidates pass away, you know, with their name on the ballot. So again, they've had time to fill that vacancy. So we've had those kind of issues too.
A week before Election Day, the finishing touches are put on the final ballots. Just about all are printed and ready to be delivered to 309 different sites across New Hampshire. Altogether, about 270 work hours went into printing these ballots. That's ahead of the 300 hours that the company projected the job to take. Because just like in elections, there always seems to be an unpredictability factor that goes into ballot printing as well. For New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Keith Shields.